This is KUT.
Austin.
Stop.
The City of Austin works to include women and minority-owned businesses in all that it does. That includes work on Code Next, the city's land development code rewrite that will govern what can be built in Austin for years to come. The new rules are being written with the help of some out-of-town consultants, and that company agreed to subcontract some of its work to local minority and women-owned firms. But as KUT's Saida Hassan reports, those goals aren't being met.
OptiCoast Design has been awarded an almost $8.5 million contract with the city to rewrite the land development code. But earlier this month, when council voted on paying out some of that money, city staff mentioned that OptiCoast isn't meeting its goals for working with local firms.
So where to start about minority women-owned businesses and their participation or lack thereof?
Councilmember Ora Houston wants to know why OptiCoast is behind on meeting established goals. The agreement signed with OptiCoast in 2013 calls for about 32% of their work to be contracted out to minority and women-owned firms. So far, a little more than 10% has gone to those businesses.
We don't challenge them. We don't do anything. There's nothing else that we can do, nothing else in our toolbox that can be done to say, you're still not meeting your goals. And we, because this is a value that I think some people on this council have expressed, you've got to do better.
We just
keep going along with them underperforming.
But it appears there's nothing to enforce quite yet. Veronica Bersenio is the director of Austin's Small and Minority Business Resources Department. She says it's true that OptiCoast is behind on its goals, but Bersenio says that's because there just hasn't been enough work to contract out. For example, OptiCoast agreed to a goal of awarding 4.9% of its subcontracts to Asian and Native American-owned businesses. But she says there's only been enough available work to award out 0.45%.
We can't hold them accountable for scopes of work that don't materialize.
Bersenio says as long as OptiCoast is showing it's subcontracting the work when it's available, they're not violating the terms of the program. The percentage goals are set based on a disparity study looking at the number of local businesses owned by women and minorities and the amount of available work with the city. Bersenio says there hasn't been as much work on Code Next as they originally expected.
I think it's worth pointing out that all the certified firms that were listed on the compliance plan have performed work on the contract as their scopes of work have materialized, but the initial estimate of how much work we thought was going to materialize just didn't materialize based on the direction this contract took.
Bersenio says the city is working with OptiCoast to increase the amount of available work, but since the contract is already about 4 years in, those opportunities are limited. OptiCoast did not respond to requests for comment. The Austin City Council is set to vote on adopting Code Next in about 6 months. Saida Hassan, KUT News.